From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. What you're about to hear is LGBTQ activist Debbie Frazier interviewed by a 13-year-old boy named Chris.
I came out when I was 16, okay? You know, I graduated in 77. It was pre-Harvey Milk, pre-Anita Bryant, I mean, as far as we know, Stonewall, all this. There was no culture that was out, at least that was anything that was a benefit to us.
In a few short words, Frazier just mentioned a San Francisco politician whose assassination in 1978 became a turning point for the gay and lesbian movement, a leader of an anti-gay crusade in the 1970s, and also the 1969 Greenwich Village uprising, regarded by many as the country's first major protest for LGBT rights. Palm Beach Drama Works is trying to make sure young people like Chris know those names and understand some of the history. In the theater's Legacy Project, LGBTQ young people interview their older counterparts on camera and create multimedia time capsules. We're talking with Gary Cadwallader, Palm Beach Drama Works Director of Education and Community Engagement. Gary, this whole project was your idea. Why was this so important to you?
I feel it's important that bridges are built between the elder community and young people. We know that so many rights have been gained for the LGBT community over the years, but a lot of our young people are enjoying those rights but don't really know where they came from. And I thought it was very important that our young people learn from our elders, those who came before them. So Compass Community Center is a very large LGBTQ community center in Lake Worth, Florida. Compass Community Center and I got together and said this would be great if we took the LGBTQ youth group at Compass and had them interview elders who Compass knew and really learn about their lives, where they came from, what life was like back in the 1950s and 1960s and into the 1970s and 80s, into the AIDS crisis, and really what it was like for them and their community. So after each interview is completed, the young people are tasked with creating a digital story, like a mini movie. Once those digital stories are created, what we're going to do at Palm Beach Drama Works is we're going to put them up on stage.
In the interviews that you've watched so far, which are some of the standout moments?
There was one woman interviewed. She was in the Air Force, and she doesn't know why it happened all of a sudden, but she had been promoted quickly to be sergeant. She was over in Osaka, Japan, and all of a sudden her mail was gone out of her mailbox, and there was a note saying report to her commander's office. Well, they accused her of being lesbian, but she had not. She said, I hadn't done anything yet, and she said it was truly a multi-year manhunt.
You know, I played softball, I played basketball. They were always looking at the female athletes, you know, seeing we'd hang around together, but our behavior was just impeccable. There was nothing out of place, nobody did anything, because you knew you were being watched. So that was my first PTSD traumatic experience, was that sensation that someone is constantly watching you, constantly watching every move that you make.
Gary, if there is an intergenerational education gap among older and younger people who are LGBTQ, why is it the job of the theater to help correct that?
Theater, at its core, is telling stories. Storytelling is inherent to who we are, and storytelling is so important for us to not only see ourselves reflected on the stage, but also to learn more about ourselves as human beings. And this project really supports that goal in terms of who are these elders, what have they done for us, how can I tell their stories, and how can I honor them?
We've been talking with Gary Cadwallader, Palm Beach Drama Works Director of Education and Community Engagement. The Legacy Project will be unveiled at Palm Beach Drama Works during an event that's free and open to the public. That's October 30th. Meanwhile, you can watch video from a few of the interviews at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.